This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
It is 5:07. You're listening to the Evening Edition with Lynn, and we are talking about a manifesto today. It feels like it's been a while since we've thrown that word around willy-nilly. For a while, when Pakatan Harapan was in administration, it felt as if every day was about the manifesto. But this time, we're talking about something quite different, because essentially, there is a push for a people's manifesto, and this is coming from Gabungan Pertindak Malaysia and the CSO Platform for Reform. They are backing an initiative that's calling for public input and submission into this manifesto, representing what the people want.
Yeah, it's essentially that. It would be a platform for the rakyat to voice out their aspirations to the government, to form a sort of a guide or a compendium of things that we want our government to fulfill for us. So these groups are calling for the public to submit their opinions under 27 different themes for the manifesto. And they're organized under three pillars. So just very quickly, those three pillars are unity in diversity, to promote, improve, and to defend civil rights and liberty, and just, equitable, and democratic society. Those are the three main pillars. And essentially, the reason they're talking about this, and they think that it's important that we do it now and soon, is because it will become significant as and when a snap general election is called.
Yes. And so while I was very flippant about the fact that we no longer talk about manifestos, the truth is much darker, because it's been replaced by constant discussions about a possible snap GE. And in terms of the reaction that this has gotten, so Thomas Van, Bursa chairman, has said that it would act like a guideline for political parties contesting in the elections. It would put forth ideas and measures to aid people, help to restore democracy, and focus on the important issues, right? The things that people really care about. Kira Yusri of Undi 18 also said, since Parliament is closed, we the people don't really have a platform to voice concerns. So this manifesto could serve as that platform. And I think it's exciting, honestly. I think that there are very few avenues to constructively and almost immediately be able to say, listen, as a people, as a populace, this is what I'm interested in. And then you also see politicians frequently referring to us in very general terms, saying, oh, you know, people want jobs, which is true. But then they also say, people don't really care about the ways in which we talk about unity. And that's less true. And so I think, you know, in order to give them maybe a clearer idea of what our concerns would be, something like this is super valuable.
And I think that, if you think back to the previous general election and how after that, Pakatan Harapan's manifesto kind of became the benchmark or a way in which we held them accountable to the promises that they made before the elections.
For better or for worse.
For better or for worse. And you know, I do believe that that is important. It's important for a party to hold to the promises that they made before they came into power. Of course, the People's Manifesto won't be de facto the manifesto for a party, but I think it ends up being a benchmark against which the different parties that are running for election can compare their own ideals and what they intend to achieve, and perhaps even allow us to see where the gaps are.
I think this point also, it's valuable because it, for that very reason, the word that you used, ideals. I think that if you look at the political landscape in Malaysia, there is, you know, very often, and we talk about this a lot as well, identity is the driving factor, right? And this is probably the result of so many years of racial parties that are almost entirely based in terms of racial identity. And so there aren't that many parties that talk about their ideals and that say firmly, we stand for this. In fact, most of them would probably live within the opposition. Even then, you see a fracturing more often than not based on identity politics. So I think that talking about it in terms of ideals and principles is a helpful way also of moving our political conversation along. I do, however, have a question, which is, if we look at the pillars, they're very much based on social issues, you know, unity and diversity, civil rights and liberties, a democratic society. I think these are hugely important. But I also think, or wonder rather, where is something like the economic component? Because if we look at what a manifesto usually covers, it also includes a focus on bread and butter issues, because while we talk about ideals, ultimately it also comes down to that.
So that's an interesting point, because to me, actually, this sort of represented, again, that word ideals. And I would hope that these sorts of pillars, things like defending an equitable society, would trickle down into those things, because an economic policy or an education policy should actually also reflect those I suppose those values. And I would hope so anyway, because you're right that these are things that are more philosophical, more, you know, the nature of it is not directly executable. It's rather a something to aspire to, which is good. But it's an interesting approach rather than taking on specific bread and butter issues.
So we're talking today about a People's Manifesto. This is something that's being, it's a new initiative. It's being backed by Gabungan Bertindak Malaysia, the CSO Platform for Reform. We are going to be speaking with the chairperson of the former organization. We do also want to know, though, for you, what would be in your manifesto, right? Like, what would you want to see included? You can call us 7733-2900, WhatsApp 018-789-8899, tweet us at BFM Radio. Just also to say that if you want to actually see the latest information and updates on this, if you want to contribute, you can check them out on Facebook. It is Manifesto Rakyat 2021. So you can do that and also share your thoughts with us. Keep it here on the Evening Edition, BFM 89.9.
Boleh for Malaysia. Ha. BFM 89.9, the business station.
It's 5:14 and you're listening to the Evening Edition with Lynn and Sharmila. We're talking today about the People's Manifesto, or Manifesto Rakyat, because this is an initiative that's being put forward for the people to share thoughts, concerns, ideals that they would like to see in our politics. And you can check that out on Facebook, Manifesto Rakyat 2021. We also want to know what would be in your manifesto, you know, if you could put forward an ideal for our country, something that you would like to see our leaders follow through on, what would that be? Call us 7733-2900, WhatsApp 018-789-8899, and tweet us at BFM Radio. Now joining us is Professor Badlisha Sham Baharin, Chairperson of Gabungan Bertindak Malaysia. Prof Badli, thank you so much for speaking with us.
Oh, sure, yeah, anytime.
So first off, we covered this a little bit, but maybe you can tell us more about the People's Manifesto and what it hopes to achieve.
Okay, thank you, Lynn. Now, basically, this People's Manifesto project is a joint collaboration between Gabungan Bertindak Malaysia, GBM, and also CSO Platform for Reform. We are calling for public inputs and submission for the Manifesto Rakyat under 27 policy teams. The 27 policy teams will be organized in three pillars. Namely, the first pillar is unity in diversity, or Bangsa Malaysia. Pillar number two is promote, improve and defend civil rights and liberties. Pillar number three is towards a just, equitable and democratic society. Now, you can the audience can look through the details of all these three pillars in our Facebook, as has been mentioned by Lynn just now. Manifesto Rakyat 2021 in one word. M is capital letters. R is also in capital letters. But it is one word, Manifesto Rakyat 2021. All the details are there. Now, basically, we want to collect and represent a microcosm of diverse voices from people in Malaysia aspiring for substantive equality and towards a harmonious and progressive nation. Our manifesto also will be concise and precise. The Manifesto Rakyat will be concise and precise with clear demands from the people to guide the democratically elected government to fulfill their social responsibility to take care of all walks of life in the country so that no one is left behind. Now, this project, People's Manifesto Project, is a bottom-up, inclusive, broad coalition-building movement where the participants, that means the rakyat themselves, people like you, who share similar aspirations and values, could own the manifesto itself. It will provide the necessary space for voices from all groups of people, including the vulnerable, powerless, and marginalized groups or communities, to be represented and reflected in this People's Manifesto. And it will be presented in their own voice and real identity, and will not be another political party sale brochure written by unknown writers just to win votes. Now, I would like to say that this joint collaboration between GBM and CSO Platform for Reforms, we would encourage the public to take part, not only in the submission, Lynn, but also to take interest in the peer review and feedback process. The participants will be invited to a policy town hall session in July 2021, where each of the policy proposals will be discussed and decided collectively for inclusion into the manifesto. So basically, the formulation of the People's Manifesto would demonstrate the virtue of participatory democracy, where the process of deliberation is also emphasized. And we also aim, through this People's Manifesto project, we also aim to empower the NGOs, groups and individuals who wish to use the manifesto as a movement platform to get buy-ins or endorsements from the general public and political parties alike. So therefore, I think that's in a nutshell the aims and objectives of the People's Manifesto. So again, we would like to invite public submissions from all of you outside there, the audience of BFM Radio, to contribute, to be part of this People's Manifesto project.
Now, there might be some who feel, though, that despite it being a reflection of what the rakyat wants, this isn't something that you can enforce or hold politicians accountable to. What would you say to that?
Okay, now, this People's Manifesto project actually is a collection of the aspirations and voices of the people. So we will, after it has been compiled, we will undertake roadshows, roundtable discussions, go down to the grassroots communities, go to the political parties and present to them, this is the People's Manifesto. We demand you to, you know, to carry this out, because these are the voices of the people who want to vote for the politicians, people who want to vote for the political parties. So these voices must be considered and must be taken seriously, because if not, then, you know, the people might not vote for the political parties who doesn't comply or doesn't ascribe to the People's Manifesto. So this is the message, the kind of messaging that we want to bring to the stakeholders, the political parties, the politicians, the rakyat as a whole. So this is what we want to bring, that you know, this is the voices of the people, it is the serious voices of the people, and must be considered by those who want to hold office or who want to be in power.
You spoke earlier about the importance of this being inclusive, being a ground-up initiative. Are there certain communities you're especially hoping to hear from contributing to the manifesto?
Actually, we would like to hear from everybody. This is, as I mentioned earlier, this is an inclusive manifesto. We like to hear from everybody so that no one is left behind, you know, from all sorts of groups, even from the civil servants, from the community, grassroots communities, from Sabah and Sarawak, from all the ethnic groups, and also I mentioned just now, also the vulnerable, the powerless, the marginalized community. We'd like to hear from everybody, actually, because everybody has got a part to play in building the nation.
You mentioned outreach and engaging with communities and roadshows and all that. How are you going to manage this, given the current pandemic and the various lockdowns and so on?
Oh yeah, that's right. That's a good question. We'll try to do it within the limitations permitted by the lockdown and so on. We can do online most of our meetings, discussions now also online. And truth be told, even the communities also gearing up for the new normal. We have been conducting online seminars, online programs, online workshops, online discussions, even with all parts of communities. Yeah, I think it's becoming, you know, it's a new normal now. Going online is a new normal, so we can get across. We have social media, access to social media. We have access to mainstream media. We have access to radio. Thank you, BFM Radio, for hosting us today. So, you know, these are the kind of mediums that we will use in order to get across our message to the stakeholders and to the people alike and to the political parties and so on.
How do you think the volatility of the economy and the political landscape over the last 2 years will contribute to the concerns that are expressed within the manifesto?
Oh, yes. Now, when I said public submissions from the rakyat and so on, we are, you know, expecting submissions to come from all walks of life, from the intellectuals, from the educated, right across to the B40 group, you know. So we are adopting a whole of society approach. Now, this is the difference, Lin, from previous manifestos written by political parties, because the ground-up manifesto, which represents the voices of the rakyat, and this comes from all walks of life, we need to adopt this whole of society approach for the People's Manifesto, and also even for this pandemic, managing the COVID-19 pandemic, it should be a whole of society approach besides a whole government approach, because everybody has got ideas that can be, you know, the good ideas that can be used to good benefit. So we are expecting to hear good ideas from the people on moving the country forward in the economic field, in the political field, in the social field, in the educational field. There are you know, various countless of good ideas, brilliant ideas out there that we can take advantage of and push it up to the powers that be, because you know, we can change this country. We want to revert back the ownership of the country, the, you know, the running of the country back to the people, so that the people have got a voice in determining the future of the country, how this country can be run and how this country can move forward to become a better nation. So I think that's our job, our mission is to get to involve, to engage, to get all these submissions from various clusters of people out there, and I'm sure we can get brilliant ideas, good ideas that we can include into the manifesto to be used as a basis for guiding the democratically elected government to move forward the country on a better basis, to solve our economic woes and problems, to solve our social problems, and to make us a better nation. I think that's our you know, sincere aim, and we hope to be able to make it through the People's Manifesto.
So how can we ensure that this manifesto is taken seriously and also acted upon by the eventual government?
Okay. And now, as I've mentioned earlier, once the manifesto has been compiled, we'll undertake, you know, of course, online at the moment, roadshows and roundtable discussions, having and conversations, dialogues with the stakeholders, political parties alike, the rakyat, the communities, and so on. So we'll undertake this, and also we can extract excerpts from this manifesto to be turned into citizens' charter, for example, you know, citizens' charter that can be supported by the rakyat, by the NGOs, by the civil society organizations, and make this as a demand from the rakyat for the powers to implement it. You know, I think we've not come to the stage in Malaysia, you know, where the social movement can demand things from the government, from the powers that be. I think something that we would like to do, to build a social movement based upon the, of course, within the principles of the constitution and so on, but to build the social movement, you know, demanding for reforms to be put into place so that you know, we can get this country on the right track, in the right direction, and also to be able to solve, you know, problems that have befallen upon the rakyat. So these efforts, we will try, you know, as I said earlier, the all of society approach. We have connections, associations, coalitions with all NGOs, with the media, with the influential individuals. We'll use all these connections in order to put forward our demands, and I think it will gain traction. People will not be able to ignore this kind of efforts. And and we want it to be heard to as wide spectrum of the society as possible. And this, well, like I said earlier, Lin, that these issues in the manifesto will also include issues that that, for example, on geographical issues, example, Sabah, Sarawak Peninsula, demographic groups, women, child and youth, policy, thematic policies, economic justice, education, health, anti-corruption, judiciary reform. These are all issues that will be touched upon, and we hope the rakyat will submit proposals based upon this, so that we can include them into the manifesto and make this, you know, all a comprehensive manifesto, and also something which, as I said, you know, bringing in ideas, suggestions from all of society. So that it can propel our nation to a better future.
Prof. Badli, thank you so much for speaking with us.
Okay, sure. Thank you, Lynn. Thank you very much.
That was Prof. Badli Shah Sham Baharin, Chairperson of Gabungan Bertindak Malaysia, talking about the People's Manifesto, a platform to submit a wish list of sorts for contesting political parties to refer to in the upcoming general election. If you would like to find out more, as well as get the form to submit your manifesto, your wish list, you can find that at Manifesto Rakyat 2021 on Facebook. And we also want to know, though, I mean, what would you like to see in a manifesto? What would you like to see representing you as a Malaysian? Call us 7733-2900, WhatsApp 018-789-8899, and tweet us at BFM Radio. We'll be back for that after the 5:30 news. Keep it here on the Evening Edition, BFM 89.9.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my. BFM 89.9, the business station.